The GOAT Level Podcast with your host, the GOAT, the legend, the hero, Van Pugh.
The Wizards drafted Bilal Coulibaly.
Cool!
And Tristan Vukovic.
I wake up motivated.
Shout out to Deion Sanders. But seriously, though, when I first heard their names, I'm like, who are these guys? Bilal Coulibaly, I saw in a mock a while ago, mocking him to the Wizards. But that was just one random mock. Most of the mocks had us getting Grady Dick, Cam Whitmore, Jairus Walker. Most of them had Jairus Walker. And we technically did draft Jairus Walker. But then we traded him to Indiana for Bilal Coulibaly. Completely overlooked him because he played with Victor Wembanyama. Man, I barely watched those Mets 92 games. Seriously, I just saw the highlights. And they're mostly of Victor Wembanyama. Seriously. Like, I had no idea there was another first round pick on their team. Now, Bilal Coulibaly, young guy, 6'7", extremely long arms, got like a 7'5 wingspan. It's insane how long his arms are. Already comparisons to Giannis and Kawhi Leonard because of his arms. Mostly that. But I'm like, I guess his upside is just too tough to ignore, even though he's a relative unknown. The only way you knew who he was is if you were stalking the draft process or you watch Mets 92 closely without just looking at Vic. I ain't gonna talk too much about the draft, but yeah, the Wizards got him, and it's like, I guess, you know, he's going to be all right. We'll see. If he doesn't pan out and he ends up like our other draft picks, just either mid or ends up being trade bait later on, that's fine. Okay? Tristan Vucevic, when they picked him, I was like, okay, he's probably not going to play. He's probably not going to be in the States for a little bit. He's from Serbia. See, when I found out he was from Serbia, then I got interested. He's a 7-foot player from Serbia who can shoot like Jokic and Jovic. You know, it's easy to get excited when you think of it like that. And I was watching some YouTube videos breaking down his game and some of his highlights. Yeah, he don't play like Jokic. He plays more like Porzingis. And I'm like, okay, we just drafted another Porzingis, except he's shorter. The only problem is he's not as offensively talented, and he defends even worse than Porzingis. However, he's young as well. He's like 20 years old. So it gives him time to maybe bulk up a little bit, maybe get a little bit better on defense, maybe do better at rebounding and sprinting back in transition. I mean, that's what I saw. That's what I saw on YouTube. But that shot he got, like the way he shoots, the way he can create his own shot, it's outstanding. The way he can shoot over people, yeah, very Porzingis-like, which is perfect in today's NBA because you need stretch fours, stretch fives, that can shoot and space the floor. He can do that. Here's the thing, though. I don't think he's going to make a difference for us anytime soon. But that's fine, because the Wizards are tanking. At least that's what I think they are doing. So we let go of Porzingis. Okay? He opted in. We finally got an answer to what Porzingis and Kuzma was going to do. Porzingis opted in at the last minute so he can get traded to Boston.
What?
Great. That's fine. Because Boston ain't going to be good forever. And I guess in this, you know, trade nonsense, Marcus Smart ended up with Memphis. So Marcus Smart's gone. Porzingis is in. I think he's going to play the Al Horford role. So that means less minutes for Al Horford, or Al Horford goes to the bench. I mean, it is what it is. If that's the way they want to play, that's fine. Listen, Boston window only, but so big. You know, I'm thinking about the Wizards building a new team, and man, the roster turnover is unreal. No Bill, no Porzingis. Kuzma opted out, and I don't think we're bringing him back. Free agency starts soon. Let's see. If we end up bringing Kuzma back, that's fine. That's fine. Now, we got Chris Paul from the Phoenix trade, but we flipped him to Golden State for Jordan Poole. Let's go. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, nah, we're still going to lose a bunch of games. But he's going to be fun to watch, especially if Kuzma is by his side. Until I've seen this before. A young, promising player that shined at Golden State and then ends up on the Wizards. That's right. Gilbert Arenas. And you saw how that went. Three-time All-NBA, three-time All-Star with the Wizards. Really could have had a chance of doing something special. It's just that we couldn't get past LeBron. But it's okay. It's okay. I don't know what's going to happen with this iteration of the Wizards. Especially with Jordan Poole. Like I said on Twitter. Best case scenario, he becomes the face of the new Wizards era, and he does pretty much what Gilbert Arenas does, and he becomes a star, and, you know, we do pretty well, and we have a chance to contend. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario is, oh, he's still going to be inconsistent, we lose a bunch of games, and we tank, and we just load up on these top draft picks and we'll just trade them away one of these days. Don't make me no difference. It can't get any worse from here. I mean, seriously, at least we're not going to be mid. But in the future, we have a chance of building a contender, especially with our dynamic trio in the front office. I think Travis Slink and Michael Dawkins and Michael Winger. I may have got the names wrong, but the new Wizards front office isn't playing. You already know they come to spice it up. Let's get it. But seriously though, I mean, look at our projected starting lineup. Like off the top of our head, off the top of my head, Tyus Jones. Jordan Poole, Denny Avia. Oh my God, I know Daniel Gafford, maybe Corey Kispert. I'm lost, bro. Like this, I don't know how this is gonna go. I mean, we also got Patrick Baldwin Jr., another promising young player. I mean, what is he, 21, 22? Played for the Warriors, saw some minutes. I guess, man, we'll see. I made a joke that he might be the next drummer of the Capital City Go-Go. but no. I think he's a little bit better than Isaiah Todd. So I'll take that. We got Tyus Jones in the whole Memphis Porzingis trade. Yeah. So we got him. We got Bilal Coulibaly, You got Johnny Davis. Still got him. Dog, I think that's it. I might have lost something here. We got Danilo Gallinari. I'm probably going to ship him. We got Mike Muscala. I mean, on paper, this looks like a below average team. I'm not going to lie. But it ain't all about winning this year. It's about, you know, stacking up assets, eventually getting draft picks, and then, you know, maybe we have something in Jordan Poole. He could be our star, and then we could, you know, pair him with maybe Mataz Buzilas in the next draft or someone in the future that's going to be a number one, number two pick. And it's on. It's over. I'm mad we didn't get Cam Whitmore, but he slid, I guess mainly because of injury history. But that would have been great. You know, he's kind of local, and he's going to be a nice, exciting young player. Would have been great. But Bilal Coulibaly might be a project, but if he lives up to his potential, he could be a great two-way player, and I love it. I love it. I got to look at the right side. Anyway. Oh, yeah, they're trying to move Morris and DeLon Wright. I get it. I mean, you just got Tyus Jones and Jordan Poole. You just got them. So, I mean, what's the point? Oh, and we got Landry Shamet. Like I said, the new Splash Brothers, Landry Shamet and Corey Kispert. You don't see it now, but you might in the future. Hey, let's go Wizards, man. I see what they're trying to do. The roster looks completely different. I just hope that we get the best case scenario, Jordan Poole, because if we do, we are looking at the next big Washington Wizards star, and I can't wait to get his jersey. Maybe I should get his jersey or jersey t-shirt in faith. In faith that he's going to be the next Gilbert Arenas. Hey, me looking at the bright side again, might as well, because it's just been full of mid and disappointment lately. I got to look at the bright side. It's just been pain as a DC sports fan. I mean, except the Washington sitcom, man, that they actually bring me relief because they're just hilarious.
Facts.
But anyway, man, on to the next DC team. The Washington Mystics. They loafing. Psych, nah, I lied. They're actually third in the Eastern Conference. That they should have beat the Liberty the second time. That's real talk. It's just something about how they match up with the Liberty that gives the Liberty all types of problems. The Liberty needed overtime and a missed layup at the end of overtime to beat the Mystics again. And they had to come back from 17. Bruh, it was 13-0 in the first quarter. Tell me this, though. How you get up 17 points in the first half, give up the lead before halftime, give up the lead completely and start trailing in the third quarter, and also, you had Ariel Atkins had her best game. It wasn't even close. She went 6-for-7 from three. Bruh, she never made more than three in a game all season.
What?
And also, Natasha Cloud almost had a triple-double. How do you waste that? Now, Deladon, you know, had a ho-hum 15 points. I mean, it was a mediocre game for her. But she's so great that she can do that and still be effective because she's just that good. Shakir Austin got hurt in that game, and I'm just sick about that. Lee Meng decides to play in FIBA for China. I guess, man, I understand. You know, you got to rep for your country. Hopefully no DMPs this time. But seriously, she playing for her country just as she was about to ascend damn near into the starting lineup. She goes to China. She's gone. But the good part about that is we got Abby Myers, who is local. She went to Walt Whitman. Who knows what record she broke over there? She went to Walt Whitman High School, which is in Bethesda. That's a public school that both of my boards service. My football referee organization service them, and my basketball referee board services them. So I've had them before. So I'm very familiar with Walt Whitman. Actually opened the season in football last year with Walt Whitman. So very familiar. So I'm happy the local girl's getting a chance. She got drafted by the Wings, but the Wings drafted so many people that I swear to God, none of them are playing. I'm not even kidding. Some of them got cut. Only one of them is in the rotation, and that's Segris, and even she barely plays. So they drafted all these players, and I'm like, they went ham. They went too hard. Because the ones that are carrying the team are Sabali, Burton, obviously Arike Ogunbowale, and then big girl from Baylor that I like, Kaylani. Yeah. So, and that's while your girl from Mississippi State. See, I be forgetting names on the show, and I can't believe Tierra McCowan. Yeah, Tierra McCowan. Yeah, that's while she's out. All these people, man. All these veterans are carrying the way while the rookies just struggled or just got cut, like Abby Myers. Hopefully we keep Abby Myers somehow, some way, but I know roster spots are tight and Lee Mung is going to come back probably by next week. I'm just going to be sad to see Abby go. I know she ain't really doing much, but she's local, she's playing hard, and I want to see what she could do. I don't know, man. I don't think she's going to last, but it's a great story that we picked her up. You know? I mean, we had to. You're just losing people left and right. Well, people have short stints on the IL. You know what I'm trying to say. But yeah, man, the Mystics, the loss to Liberty. Definitely supposed to win that game. Tiana Hawkins got cooked at the end of the game by Vandersloot. I mean, she tried to guard Vandersloot. Vandersloot went hard to the right, then did that quick crossover to the left, and she went to the bucket and scored. I was like, dang. Looked like Tom and Jerry.
Damn!
Man, it's all love to Tiana Hawkins. She another local, went to Maryland. Went to Riverdale Baptist, which is off of 202. And yeah, I know a bunch of people who went there. So, you know, I get it, but she got that work at the end of the game. She really did. I think she missed a free throw too. I think Natasha Cloud as well. Yeah, those missed free throws at the end of the game in regulation could have prevented the whole Vandersloot layup thing as well. Sick. Should have won that game. But thankfully, they bounced back against Atlanta. You post to punish a young rebuilding team that's kind of struggling. Now, Atlanta Dream has had their moments. But for the most part, they've been a punching bag. They've been getting their tails whooped. And they play again today. I'm recording this on Friday. Maybe I'll release it on Friday. We'll see. I mean, today. Maybe, just maybe, but for now, I'm hoping that the Mystics beat the Atlanta Dream. Punish them. You out-rebounded them by a million. And this is without Shakir Austin. Punish them. No mercy. Beat them by what? Almost 20 points. We was up 33-61 at halftime. Punish them. Do it again. Now, it was here. Now we got to go to the A. Now, you know that's only like a hour, maybe 2 hour flight. Nothing. They probably there already. Get them this work. Treat them like your little sisters. Because a young team like them, they pretty much are. You have to put it to them. But, you know, I expect them to fight harder. They're not just going to let what happened. You know, they're not just going to take what happened laying down. But I'm telling you, give them that work. Because they're 9-5. And guess who's coming back to the pack a little bit? The son who lost Breonna Jones. I wish her well in her recovery. She tore her Achilles, I believe. I'm just sick about that because she's really good. And she was an all-star last year and sixth woman of the year. Like, the sky was the limit for her. And I'm just sick that she got hurt the way that she did. But that's going to hurt the Sun later down the line. But Alyssa Thomas and Dawana Bonner are just so good. It just hasn't mattered. But they lost to the Liberty. They lost to the Aces. They're coming back a little bit. They're 10-4. The Mystics are 9-5. The Liberty are 10-4. They got spanked by the Aces. And it just shows. And it just shows that the gap between the Liberty and the Aces is as big as I thought it was when I saw the opening game at ESA, the Mystics and Liberty. I thought, you know, the Liberty is still talented. You know, they still might get the Aces some run. No. So watching that game last night, bruh, the Aces made it look easy with their ball movement and their shooting. It was just too much. They pulled away from the Liberty. It was way too much. The Storm and the Lynx was a better game. Back and forth, overtime, high 90s. Jewel Lloyd had 41. She probably going to have the scoring title because she is just, what can't she do? Her dribble moves to go to the rim, her pull-ups, her fadeaways. Like, it just all be going in the basket. She's just so good. But Napricia Collier is really good as well. Not an all-star starter somehow. Maybe because she's on the Lynx, or maybe it's just the people who did make it. It was just so good that it's just no room for her in the starting lineups. But it's okay. She's going to be in the game. She deserves it. She's been outstanding. She hit the game-winning shot against the Storm. Now I kind of see how the Mystics would lose to the Lynx, because they got a solid team. They may have lost a bunch of games, but they got a solid team, and they're not an easy team to beat. So I can see that. And the Napricia Collier, who played with UConn, is a problem. Anyway, man, I think the Mystics are going to be fine. Just keep punishing these inferior teams. We'll get the Liberty. We play them two more times. We play them sometime in July. We play them July 21st. I want to go to that game, but I doubt I will. And we play them at the end of the season in New York. So, and we might even play them in the playoffs. So, I'm looking forward to it. We definitely got the tools to beat them, especially if you're healthy. So, I just got to give it to them. When we see them, it's on sight. Liberty fans, you've been put on notice. Now, DC United, I finally saw a game. Because I got a teammate in kickball that works at the stadium. I ran into her twice, and both times she was like, just ask me for tickets. Like, I have free tickets. Basically begging me, like, I got free tickets. Just take them when I have them. And we haven't been able to match our schedules and stuff, because the last two or three times she had free tickets, I was either busy or wanted to do something else, like watch the Defenders get cooked by the Renegade.
He got cooked.
But she had free tickets to the FC Cincinnati DC United game. I jumped on them. And of course, I took a ticket and pocketed the other one just to have no one sitting beside me. You know, I could have asked one of my old friends. I could have used it as an excuse to get a date out of it. I could have asked one of my teammates. I was like, you know what? I've been on this loner thing. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. So So I went to the game, enjoyed myself. 3-0 at halftime. I was like, what has gotten into DC United? And FC Cincinnati has been a decent team the last 2 years. And we punished them. Now, second half, we had some pretty good opportunities. I think both teams did. But they held serve. DC United definitely improved from last year. And, yeah, I'm excited for what they can do. I don't know none of these guys on the dang team. But I want to get to know them more. And I want to go to at least one or two more games. It's a shame. Another one of my kickball teammates who I kind of thought, because she's an Eagles fan, this other one that had free tickets. Now, she don't work at DC United, but she had free tickets to the Miami game. However, I have a kickball tournament.
Game over.
I was like, well, can't go to that game. But I would love to invite that girl to an Eagles game because we're both Eagles fans. So maybe I can do that one day. It'll take a big leap of faith. Let's see if I can do that. But anyway, man, DC United cooking. They're in 9th place. So they're in striking distance. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but it's plenty of time. All-star break. It's very soon. I wish I can go. It's here in D.C., and it's going to be lit. We're playing Arsenal. Messi might be playing. I really want to go, man. I really want to go. But tickets are at least $300. We're going to do another live ticket price check. I feel like I've done this in, like, every other episode for, like, the last month or so. But let's do a live ticket check real quick. MLS All-Star Game. Here we go. On SeatGeek. Here we go. The All-Star Game has now gotten to $242. That's not horrible. Do I want to go? Because some of them cheap seats in DC United are not the greatest. Like, well, the view isn't bad. The problem is walking up the stairs. Walking up the steps to get there is brutal. It's like climbing Mount Everest.
What?
But it is what it is. Would love to go. Oh, it's on a Wednesday. I probably got a playoff game. But they also got the skills challenge on Tuesday, 7:30, the 18th. We'll see. I would love to go to that too. Just to be in the building, just to see what they talking about. But the game is the main thing. Like, that is the main thing. I might go to the skills challenge because it's just too hard to pass up. Just like when they had the MLB All-Star game and the All-Star game cost a fortune. But the little festivities they had before then was dirt cheap. So I might just do that again, just to be in the house, just to be a part of the festivities. We'll see, though. Anyway. What the heck? Okay, anyway. Anyway. On to the next. On to the next one. Okay, the Washington Spirit. The Washington Spirit. Listen. Oh, man, I'm going to the Orlando game because they got me. They got me. Because it's 4th of July, there's a good chance for the Spirit to bring back their all-you-can-eat bottomless barbecue promotion, which means the club section, which is usually $160, is $99 for all you can eat barbecue and club section seats. And of course, I couldn't resist it again because I am fat.
Fat!
Hey, what can I say? The food was good last time. And I ate like a king. I mean, seriously, I was stuffed. I'm going to try not to go too ham this time. And plus, well, we didn't win. It was a tie. I mean, it was one of the better teams in the league, New York City. But it was a fun experience. Now we got Orlando, who we just split against the last two games. So hopefully we win. We had a short little ride on top of the table. And then we lost to Portland. Because we got cooked.
He got cooked.
By the league's best goal scorer, Sophia Smith. I had no idea who that was until just recently. She got 10 goals. She leads the league in shots on goal. She leads the league in shot attempts. Just became one of her latest victims. Hat trick. Terrible. How y'all let that happen? I know the Portland Thorns are really good, but dang, bro. A hat trick? Really? It's cool that Ashley Hatch got 8 goals. You know, she's right up there. She's not too far behind. You know, Ashley J-Lo Sanchez scored again. But, man, 4-2, it sucks, man. We was on a roll. We was on top of the table. And then lost. It's a shame, bro. But hopefully they can rebound against Orlando. Hey, let's get it. Also, yeah, we're losing some people to the World Cup. So I think our team's going to look a little different next few weeks. But, hey, we should still have mostly everybody, but our main people ain't going to be here. Sucks. But hopefully still take care of business, and that some of these teams are missing some of their people too. Hey, let some of our young players get this work. Hey, I'm proud of the spirit always. Well, kind of disappointed with the Portland game, but I mean, we went up against a real one. And, you know, maybe if they are the realest, talking about Portland, maybe we'll see them again in the playoffs. Hey, I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about Saturday. Hopefully the rain holds back. Hopefully the storm holds back, because I want to eat well and enjoy some women's soccer. And also, here we go. James Harden. Okay. So James Harden opted in. I can't believe I'm talking about this, because this is the Sixers and I'm a Wizards fan. But James Harden has opted in, and they're looking for a trade partner. So pretty much their version of Porzingis, right? So he opted in. He had a player option, which I'm just learning the difference between a player option and a team option. Player option is you have the option to play one more year under a certain amount of money on your contract, or you can opt out and become a free agent. But on the team side, they have the option whether they keep you for another year or get rid of you and let you become a free agent. So he had a player option. I don't know how this gets into these people's contract. I got to learn that too. But he opted in so he could get traded. The Philly people was like, oh, he's going to opt out. He going to want more money. He wants more years. Nope, he opted in. Now, if there isn't a trade option, if there isn't a trade market for him, they can just keep him and run it back. I think with the Sixers, I really believe that they're not going to find anyone better than Harden, and they're going to take a step back next season. But Embiid is just so good, and Maxey could be the next Iverson still, that they might still be all right. But getting past the second round, oh, you can dead that unless you get some really good piece in this Harden trade, this upcoming Harden trade. But I'm looking at it, and I'm like, who can you get for Harden? Like, real talk. What can you really get? I keep hearing the Clippers and the Knicks are interested. Oh, that would be a fleece if somehow, some way, they're able to keep Julius Randle, Brunson, and have James Harden. That would be a fleece unless the Knicks give up first-round draft picks. Other than that, it's a fleece. If they can get that out of the Sixers. And same thing with Clippers. If they can find a way to get James Harden without giving up Paul George or Kawhi Leonard, fleece. Fleece. But we got to watch and see what happens. It's crazy. Because right now, James Harden, since he opted in, will get paid, what, $36 million? Cool. It just seems like Harden feels like he got more years than the front office believed that he has. And I think that's where the difference has come. I'm really interested to see what they can get for James Harden. And is it enough to make them a contender? I say they should have just kept them for another year or so, but I say they should have kept them for a year or so. I don't think that was realistic. The two sides are too far apart on that. And besides, if they don't trade them, I mean, what Harden's going to do? Just sit out? Nah, that's dumb. Might as well play, try and win a championship. Also, all of this trade talk with Harden has had people wondering about Embiid's future in Philly. Will he want to be traded next year? We'll see. That's possible. Oh, if you trade Embiid, just blow it up. It's a wrap. Just blow it up. Oh, I say you still keep Maxey no matter what and just build around him. I know it's tough to build around guards these days, but why not? He has a very bright future and he's really good. So just build around him if things go south and you can't get past the second round and Embiid wants to leave. Just build around Maxey. Sounds good to me. It sounds good to me. But let's see how that actually plays out. Oh, man. That's crazy that Houston isn't really interested in James Harden from what I've heard. I mean, it makes sense. You got a bunch of young players. Adding an expensive veteran doesn't really make sense, especially when you're rebuilding. I mean, you got one of the Thompson twins. You got Jabari, Jalen Green. You just got a ton of young talent. A ton of players that are under 25. Harden can't do anything with that. I'm just saying. But Philly in the short term is better off than the Wizards. They got a better team. But in the long term, they're screwed. Especially if Embiid asks out. That's why we're trying to get a head start on this rebuild so teams like the Sixers can't beat us in the immediate future. Okay. So the USFL, I was supposed to go to the USFL championship this weekend. I was supposed to be there right now. This was the day I was supposed to be in Ohio, but seeing how the kickball season go, you know I play competitive kickball. For those who know me well, I play competitive kickball. And they put the playoffs on the weekend, this weekend. Now, I think we're going to get rained out and we might not play. But it's this weekend. And I found out it was going to be this weekend like a month ago. So I was like, dang, I'm staying here. Screw it. Why miss the playoffs? Like, you play to win the game. Playoffs, that's what I do, man. That's why I don't join leagues, man, to just dick around. I want to win a championship. I want to win in the playoffs. I don't just BS like some of these folks do. And that's why I had to stick around. And you know what? I haven't really paid much attention to the USFL anyway. The Stallions dominated the season. It looked like they're even more dominant than last year. Pittsburgh went from worst to the championship. I guess all it took was a rebrand, some new players, a new coach, and boom, you win, what, 2-3 more games? Now, to be fair, everyone in the North Division was trash. Everyone had a losing record, while everyone in the South had at least a 500 record. But still, they made it. They overcame Michigan. Philly didn't even make it this time. And the championship is Pittsburgh versus Birmingham. And Pittsburgh got to be a bigger underdog than Dallas was against DC. But at least I know that with Dallas and DC, I saw that Dallas almost beat us in DC. So I knew that wasn't going to be an easy game. And they had beat Houston twice, I believe. So I'm like, with this, I really doubt Pittsburgh is going to beat Birmingham from the little bit I've seen. So I think Birmingham is going to take it home again. Hopefully I get a chance to watch. I doubt it. I'm going to be at the Spirit game. So I went from all gung-ho to be in Ohio to watch this game at Hall of Fame Stadium. I enjoyed the one time I went. I enjoyed it. And that was a perfect excuse to go back. To now I'm at home. I'm chilling. And I'm watching the Spirit with bottomless barbecue. Wow. It's all good. Hopefully it's a good game and I'll just watch the highlights when I get a chance. Anything else? Oh, the cap schedule is out and I'm just like, off the rip, we're playing Pittsburgh at home. But it's on a Friday.
What?
I'm sick. That's crazy. But, you know, I'll find a way to get there to Capital One Arena eventually. I mean, I think we got Calgary after that. Some pretty underwhelming games outside of the Pittsburgh game to begin with. But, man, that was the one right there. That was the one. And also, the Caps drafted some guy named – who did they draft? Some guy named Alex Leonard. Sorry, I mean Ryan Leonard from Boston College. Woo! Grant Paulson from Grant and Danny said he's the next Tom Wilson. If that's the case, fine. I'm cool with that. Also heard that he might be staying in college. So he's young. It's like 18. And he's going to be staying in college. I mean, all right. I don't know how NHL drafts work. I don't know. They picked him 8th. And I guess some guy that was picked before him was the guy that hardcore Caps fans wanted. Listen, man, the Caps be all cap. And they need all the help that we could get. So if this unknown happens to be the next Tom Wilson, ends up being the star, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it, man. Just as long as we get back to glory and back on the parade route of Constitution Avenue. Because the disappointment has been unreal. The first round losses, the not even making the playoffs last year. It sucks. It really does. And this core is getting older and older. Eventually, we're going to have to rebuild like the Wizards. Or like the sitcom should as well. Just let it go, bruh. It's time. I don't even think Eric Bieniemy can fix this mess. Anyway, it's Mr. Van Pugh. Eventually, I'll stop messing around. And goal level will be what it's supposed to be. But still, goatleveltees.com for all things goat level. Hopefully for the 200 episode, I rewrite and record Still the Goat. Not Still the Goat. That was one of my songs I wrote a while ago. But Respect the Bird. Yeah. Because remember, you going to respect the bird. And that is the word. But you already know that I'm out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Goat Level Podcast. Make sure you share, subscribe, and get money.